That was Delele by Stage Kids off their album Intramental. This is Morning Sunrise from that same album. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was The Minotaur by Stage Kids off their album Killer Tofu. Coming up, I've got some Taiko queued up for you. I actually had something else, and it was like, I want to put on Taiko, and actually one thing I wanted to do is I wanted to feature Taiko's new single. It's actually the first Taiko track with vocals on it. So this is C, and it features Beacon. So this is Taiko's new single, and we'll have some, I'll put up a few Taiko tracks after that. So this is C by Taiko. Enjoy.
You live in a sea.
was Montana by Tycho off his album Awake. Coming up is Epoch from his most recent album of the same name. We'll be right back.
Dexter Grinspoon, associate professor emeritus of psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
That's outside our window, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no wonder. I heard it in my headphones, and I'm like, nothing's on except the microphones. Yeah, that was what you heard before the PSA was Tycho's Epoch off his album of the same title. And I am glad to say that I now have a special guest with me. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, hello. I am Tara.
Yay, woo! They have been on this show before. They are a wonderful person.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
We met, freshman year?
Freshman year, yep.
You were living a floor below me. Mm-hmm. And the Haskell... by the way, did you know Haskell converted itself into... Because it was too nice for freshmen. So it's now a... I don't know which dorm they shifted to be freshmen. Like... Bush and...
I think it's Bush.
Well, no. Oh, boy. Oh, well, yeah. Of course.
The poor freshmen are going to be stuck in Bush.
Oh, no. I mean, now everyone's going to be in standard residence halls. But I really like the experience of being in suites.
Yeah,
honestly,
same here.
It really made my freshman year, you mm-hmm. know, what it was. I don't think I would have had the same experience otherwise.
Yeah, I feel that.
But they're like, oh, it's too nice. We have to give it to only upperclassmen. Yeah.
Poor freshmen.
Poor freshmen, and they're doing all the construction over there now. It's weird, because I've never been here during the summer.
What about, no, last summer you were here.
When? Oh, no, but that was just for a few weeks at the end of May.
Oh, yeah, true.
I mean, because the whole time I was in Rochester doing research, or in August doing the world trip, which was world trip / root canal pain. Yeah, no, that happened. That wasn't fun. Yeah, God. Speaking of which, I was late for this, and I do apologize to anyone who's been listening since the start, because I was at a doctor and got a bunch of needles in my arm, and then they were like, stay here, and I was like, but radio. Oh, God. So wait, so how's your summer been? What have you been up to?
Spending a lot of time with the bird.
With the bird?
With the bird, yep.
The bird is good.
You haven't met the bird yet.
This bird, oh right, because you had one for like 10 years, and then since then it's been a revolving door.
Yep, yep. But we have two that are sticking. We have the cockatiel, who doesn't have a name yet, and we have Milo. Ooh. The parakeet. And let's see, I've been doing like, I don't know, I'm trying to do some herb gardening and succulent like propagation stuff.
That
right
sounds
now.
Amazing. Honestly,
yeah, but- yeah.
I know a whole bunch of people who are really into that stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it's fun, so I hear.
Yeah.
And also very restful, because I take it you aren't just aren't doing anything academic this summer.
Yeah,
good
nope.
move.
Yep,
good,
yep.
Good move. I thought I wasn't going to do anything academic this summer, and I didn't tell you this yet, unless mm-hmm. you've been, like, watching my Twitter. No, not lately. Yeah, you don't. You're not on Twitter, so you don't check that often. I might get kidnapped to San Diego for 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. So I'm. Long story short, one of my jobs this summer is I am working with some people in SDSU's education department, working on public school curriculum for math. And they want me out there for the teacher professional development.
Ooh.
So it would be really... I mean, I know they want me out there. I don't know whether it's going to happen yet because they have to clear the funding through. But I really want to go because, like, who doesn't want a two-week all-expenses-paid trip to California?
I want that.
Well, no, but then I have to work my ass off while I'm there at the same time. So, like, you you get some, you lose some, mm-hmm. and then you get paid for work. So it's like, I don't, like, I'll take it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it sounds like it could be a really good opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So what music have you been listening to lately?
Let's see. A month ago, I kept on listening to Hiatus Coyote's album, Choose Your Weapon, on, like, repeat.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay, so I listened to them, and I don't think, I mean, they're very good, I mean, but it wasn't entirely up my alley, I will say that, but yeah. it was very good music to listen to. Let's play some of their stuff, shouldn't we?
Ooh, okay.
Let's see, Hiatus Coyote.
What one to play?
I've got this queued up, so, choose your weapon. Give me one or two to start with, and we can figure it out.
Let me look. Okay.
I mean, you're the one who's been listening to this on repeat.
Yeah, true.
I think I've taken two listens through this album.
I like Borderline with My Atoms, though that might be a little more niche. I'm not sure.
We're going to put it on.
Fingerprints is also good. Jekyll's good. By Fire, The Lung, Building a Ladder, Mobius Streak, my bad, and Nakamura.
Okay. That's more than enough to cover.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Honestly, more than enough to cover. I think the strategy here is, because we're running into the last, we're running into the last 20 minutes, we're going to focus on shorter tracks here.
Mm-hmm.
Hiatus Coyote, guys. Shout out to all the coyotes who may or may not be listening.
You can do better than that.
Shut up. What? Meow?
No.
Anyway, this is Fingerprints from Hiatus Coyote off their album Choose Your Weapon. Enjoy.
Broken memories. Fly away.
That was Building a Ladder by Hiatus Coyote off their album Choose Your Weapon. And we have some other guests who have just come into the studio. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Molly.
And I'm Nate.
And yeah, and you're running the show after this.
Correct. Production and consumption. So in the same vein, I think last week I realized we play similar music, so I think it'll be...
We should trade lists at some point. I mean, one of these days I'll stick around for an hour after my show and
for
just...
For sure.
There you go.
That'd be fun. I mean, I just have a random list of whatever I play that week, honestly, or, I mean, whatever I listen to, rather, and then some other stuff sometimes.
Nice. Yeah, it's kind of the same for us. It's like whatever shows we went to or any kind of thing that we're just listening to.
Any shows on the radar?
On the radar. That's a you question, show planner.
I don't think I have any on the radar. That's terrible, but...
Yeah, that's true. Ugh.
Oh, man. The show that I've been eyeing is one that I'm going to have to make a lot of effort to get to. There's a Mountain Goats show 2 hours west of here in November. And the problem for me is I'm going to be moving to Canada at the end of August. Mm-hmm. So it will be, instead of a 2 hour trip out there, it's going to be a 6.5 hour trip down.
Ooh, yeah.
And it's like, I mean, I should check if that's a full tour and if they're hitting Toronto, because that would be much easier, honestly.
Mm-hmm. But aren't they going to be here like this month?
This month?
I thought so.
Mountain Goats?
Yeah.
They have a tour right now.
Oh, yeah, they're going
to... 27th.
Yeah, they're going to be here on the 27th. I want to...
The Blue Hills Pavilion.
Yeah, they are. That huge venue with like 5,000 capacity or something. They are going to be here, and I wanted to go to that if it weren't for the fact that I have to leave Boston at like 3 the next morning.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm going to Pittsburgh for a little vacation.
Nice.
Yeah, Pittsburgh. That's where I'm from.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's super fun.
Where in Pittsburgh?
Just downtown and around. I've got some friends there. I'm just going to be hanging with them for a weekend.
Pittsburgh's too cool. Go it's Pens. Like the Mountain Goats and Pittsburgh have just gotten way too cool. You know, like those were two things that like 5 years ago, I was like, oh yeah, these are my things. And people are like, I don't know what that is.
Well, I mean, the problem is all the hipsters are moving from Portland out to Pittsburgh.
Exactly, because it's way cheaper. It is way cheaper. Living in Lawrenceville is awesome, you know?
Watch all the prices go up.
Oh yeah, nice. Absolutely.
Honestly, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with Somerville, honestly. Yep.
It really is. Somerville might already be there. I think it's just out of the question to either buy something or, like, we're talking to our landlord, our rent's going up, everything's, you know, it's going to be tough.
So. Yeah, I'm kind of glad I'm moving out for that. Like, I mean, I was checking in with the people who actually moved in two floors below my apartment, and what happened is their monthly rent actually increased by about 10%, from last year.
Yeah,
so. We're looking at potentially that. So.
Yeah, it's crazy, and that's, I mean,
it's a big deal.
Just kind of the deal, you know? I mean, it's...
Well, the other thing is, like, I think prices in this area are going up just because we're going to get the Green Line around here, eventually.
Yeah, they keep threatening the Green Line, and that just keeps kind of ticking it
up
a little bit.
Well, I mean, it's going to be the same thing with a Big Dig, right? Now, how long did that take? I mean, 20-ish years, probably?
Around
there. I mean, I remember first time I heard about the Green Line extension was when I arrived at Tufts 4 years ago, and they were like, it's going to be done by the time you graduate. I honestly don't think they've actually laid down any groundwork for that yet.
Yeah. No, they... the last thing I heard was that I guess there's an existing station in Union Square or something like
Leashmere.
But like in... Like in Union Square, there's some sort of like existing platform or something like that they either say like is ready to go or all they need to do is. And then I think too, like,
how are they going to drive a Green Line through Union Square? Because you know how much much of a crapshoot that intersection can be.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, in my mind, it's just like you already have one lane. You're already restricting to like one lane of cars going through everything. Mm-hmm. How are you going to, you know, start utilizing the space?
I mean, yeah, I have no idea.
So it's going to be in my mind. I don't even know what they're going to do with this because it's supposed to run up to this intersection over here as well.
And yeah, there's going to be like a tough stop. Yeah.
Oh, which is on one hand is going to be super cool. On the other hand, like, screw the green line. Like, yeah. It's, I mean, imagine, like,
the green line's definitely the worst of the lines too. You know, like,
the
there's
the orange line's pretty bad.
The orange line is bad.
Well, they're gonna get new train cars soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, like, there was actually an exhibition going on at Government Center a few weeks ago, like displaying all the new cars for the red line and orange line, and they actually look super cool. That being said, they are made by a Chinese company, so they are taking a little bit of a gamble, I think.
Interesting. Yeah, I think it'll be cool. I think it's one of those, I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's, you don't want to hold your breath because you don't know. You just don't know.
Yeah. So. Anyway, we're going to do one more for today. This is The Lung, also by Hiatus Coyote, off their album Choose Your Weapon. Enjoy.
Smoke from you.
The Lung by Hiatus Kaidi off their album Choose Your Weapon. We are coming into yet at the end of yet another show, and I'm kind of looking forward to... Hey, wait, isn't this the intro from... have you seen the YouTube series Binging with Babish?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man, yeah, it's a show where they recreate a whole bunch of food from TV shows.
Ooh, that's awesome.
And, like, this is one of the pieces that's always used there, and I started listening and I'm like, oh no, I recognize this. But yeah, no, the summer is good. You all should stay tuned for Nathan's show here. He's going to put on some good tunes. I'm looking forward to, hopefully listening to that later. Thanks for listening. This is DJ Chris Sy, and you are listening to The Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.